الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we get closer and closer to that faridah of the mu'mineen that comes once in their lifetime, if Allah blesses even more, I thought today inshallah we'll talk about what is the maqam or essence of Hajj. As we begin to say with wada'an wada'an to the hajij at the airports, at the bus stop, at the places, as we begin to go to these places and tell the brothers and sisters, make dua for us that may Allah give us tawfiq to join the hajj next year for those of us who are not going. One word or one sentence keeps repeating and again in the atmosphere of this that we call the Mawsam al-Hajj, Ayyamul Hajj. As Allah SWT tells in the Quran, even Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat. It is very known when is Hajj. So in the days of Hajj, in the Ayyam al-Hajj, the only phrase, only sentence you keep hearing is Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Innal Hamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk La Sharika Laka Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. This what we call Talbiyah. Now, did we ever think why are the Hujjaj al-Kiram fil Ard al-Muqaddisah, why has Rasulullah and Allah SWT, why has he made fard on them to say this? What are they really saying to each other? And what message are they giving to us, those who did not go for Hajj? Listen to these words, the words that are specifically made by Rasulullah to tell us, to say Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Innal Hamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk La Sharika Lak. When the Abdullah and Amatullah, when the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the moment they get on the plane, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik is a word that is in the Arabic language of saying, here I am at your service. If your father or grandfather or your mother or grandmother call you, Ya Ibni, Ya Bunay, you say, Labbaik wa Sa'day. Many times the Sahaba Ridwanul Majma'in would reply to Rasulullah with these words. When Rasulullah would call upon some Sahabi, they would say, Labbaik wa Sa'day, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabiullah, alayhi salatu wasalam. So the word itself, Labbaik, is saying, here I am at service. Whose service? Allah. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik. Here I am at your service, O Allah. In these two white dresses, with my heart, with my qalb, with my iman, with my mind, my money, with my family, with everything, here I am at your service. My mal, my jasad, my ruh, my iman, my everything. I have, basically the abd is saying, I have put everything on stake, Ya Allah, to be here in front of you. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik. That here I am at your service, O Allah, and there is no sharik in this servitude to you, O Allah. I don't involve anyone in this except you, O Allah. You are the only one. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik. And then the abd says, Innal Hamda Wa Ni'mata. Indeed, Inna, as we know, is used for ta'keed, for shiddah, that the abd is saying, indeed, certainly, verily, without any doubt, bila ayyi shak wala rayb, innal hamda wa ni'mata, indeed, verily, all hamd, all praises and na'ma, innal hamda wa ni'mata, is from who? The na'ma always comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hamd is deserving only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't praise anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, one word that fits for Hajj is Ubudiyyah. The true ubudiyya al-haqiqa. Ubudiyya with the haqiqiyya, in the sense that the abd or amatullah is truly in essence fulfilling their servitude and showing every witness. They witness with their clothes, they witness with their mal, they witness with their jasad, they witness with their niyyah, they witness with their a'mal, they witness with their ihtiram and adab and everything. Because remember Allah says in the Quran that فَلَا رَفَسَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. What are these three injunctions telling us? Allah says in the Quran, الْحَجُّ أَشْهُرٌ مَعْلُومَاتٌ. The Hajj, the faridatul Hajj, the obligation of Hajj, is أَشْهُرٌ مَعْلُومَاتٌ, is known months, known time. Nobody can argue and debate with that. So then Allah says, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ. So for whomever it is fard. Because remember, it's not for on everyone. And we all know the shurut of Hajj, it has to be financial able and the physical able, and that there is enough behind for the family and all these things, and there are aqil and baligh and all of that. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِ. That whoever it is for on them Hajj and they are going, فَلَا رَفَسَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. There is no rafas, there is no fisq, and there is no jidal in Hajj. There is no obscenity, there is no vulgarity, no profanity, there is no corruption, no evil, no negativity, and there is no jidal, there is no argumentation. Debate and argumentation and fighting and in that sense of getting into an altercation with someone. وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. So what are these three things telling us? The first thing that Allah said, الْحَجُّ أَشْرُ مَعْلُمَانِ فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِ. That first thing is saying about you, the individual, al-infradiyya, niyatuka wa amaluka wa jasaduka wa ruhuka and your iman. It's all individual. Amma ijtima'iyya, the collective duty to the infradiyya, comes in the second part of the ayah, that when you know you're going on Hajj, fala rafatha wa la fusuqa wa la jidala fil Hajj. When you're going and intending with Hajj, don't just put the garb, don't just put the garment and clothes and show people I'm going on Hajj, but show them that you're going on Hajj with your entire adab, ihtiram, akhlaq, manners. Show them the way, al-ma'amala, al-deen ma'amala. Show them from your ma'amala that you are embarking on a great journey, a journey of a lifetime. So don't spoil your Hajj, that is what Allah is saying. Don't spoil or waste the ajr of your Hajj. Don't waste this whole big journey of a lifetime for which you prepared so much. Everybody, whoever goes for Hajj and those who haven't gone for Hajj, everybody knows the value of Hajj, what is and how much preparation it requires and inquires from it. So when person has done so much juhud, so much effort, why would they waste it by cursing someone, ghiba, namima? Why would they waste it by engaging with someone or behaving with someone in a rude way? Why would they just waste their Hajj by jidal, arguing with someone, if somebody is irritating with you? وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا إِيش؟ قَالُوا سَلَامٌ. In Surah Furqan, Allah tells us that the true Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, the true person, to them when a jahil, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ, when an ignorant, uneducated kind of person who does not know the mannerisms, the akhlaq, when they do khitab to this person who is Abdullah, قَالُوا سَلَامٌ. They know that if I respond to this person, then we're going to get into a fight, into a jidal, into argumentation. Whereas Allah is saying in the Hajj, وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. If somebody is making مُجَادَلَ مَعَكَ, if somebody is making argumentation and literally wants to pick up a fight on you, you just try to end the conversation there. You say, Assalamu alaikum, and then you move on. And you say, where are you going? You're going, where are you going? I want to talk to you. Come here, you can't talk. You say, brother or sister, I cannot talk to you right now. You're not in the right frame of mind. You're not in the right state of emotion. And please, I am going for a big journey. Do not force me to waste my grandeur journey. This is the message of Hajj. Not the message that we get always in the sense that it is the outward zahiri picture. No. The real essence of Hajj that Allah is saying, the true ubudiyya, is the batini, the inside picture. How is Allah literally grooming us, nurturing us in this big journey, Hajj, to change us from inside? Look, three injunctions Allah put. فَلَا رَفَسَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. Three injunctions. And then Allah says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Remember, every khayr that you do, Allah knows. Now let me ask you this. We all know this. as mu'mineen and muslimeen, that Allah is alimul khabir, Allah is well aware of everything. We all know this. Any person who accepts Shahada Islam, any Muslim, the most basic of it, knows that Allah knows everything. Then why is Allah saying here in this ayah for the hajij, for the haji, that he or she, when they're preparing to go for hajj, Allah is saying, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. And you, O haji, or you, the pilgrim that is about to embark, start on a great journey, remember, on this journey, before this journey, after this journey, during this journey, every khair you do, يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ, Allah knows. The reason, the answer to this question is, why is Allah doing this, or saying this over here, is telling us, or encouraging, number one, is encouraging us to do khair. Number two, saying, any khair that you do, even by intention, Allah knows that, and Allah will reward you. What do I mean by that? Here is the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, where it explains us better. Rasulullah ﷺ said, that if you want to know the rahmani of Allah, look how Allah is so merciful, that anything you intended, nawaita ayy shay, khair, and you don't do it, you get one ajr for that. And if you do that khair that you nawaita intended, you will get 10 or 17 or 100 ila 700 ila bighayri hisab. Meaning Allah rewards anyone on the action, starting from the bare minimum, 10 to unlimited. And our intention, Allah is rewarding every single mu'min, good intention. So that is what Allah is saying. وَمَا تَفْعَلُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَرِي مَا تَفَكَّرُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ حَتَّى يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ وَسَوْفَ يَعْجُرُكَ. مَعْجُرُ هَذَا. يعني كل نية بالثبات, every intention that is positive is ma'jur, rewarded by Allah. In other words, what is the khulasatul kalam? What is the conclusion of this ayah? Allah is saying, have a positive attitude. Even somebody is giving you negative attitude, negative behavior, negative intention, somebody's thinking bad about you, even during the hajj, before the hajj, you don't go stoop that down. You don't go that low that you become equal to that negative person. You respond, idfa billadhi ahsan. You respond with positive mentality, positive attitude, and positive intention. اطلب لأخيك سبعين عذرا. As one of the riwayat say, that find an excuse for your brother or sister in Islam up to 70 excuses. Meaning if they something do bad for you, find an excuse. What does it mean finding excuse when somebody is doing bad to you? Meaning forgive and forget. Ignore. Repel it even. No, maybe they didn't know me good. Or maybe they did this with the wrong intention, may Allah forgive. Or maybe they intended something else. Meaning you try to look and find for an excuse not to get into altercation and argumentation, as opposed to thinking, oh, he or she did it because this, or he thought like that, or she thought like that. Oh, and this is where the bab of shaitan opens a whisper. And what a beautiful way to make us understand the whole essence of hajj. The whole essence of hajj is positive niyyah, positive intention, positive brain, positive thought, positive mind. That even if somebody is doing negative behavior to you, is irritating you, is making you very upset and angry, you still keep your cool and keep your brain positive. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Why is Allah saying, keep a positive brain, positive ذهن, positive mind? Because this positivity is ma'jur, rewarded. Allah will give you reward for every intention that you intend. Even if you did not want to forgive and forget that person, but you say, right now, I'm going for hajj, I don't want to get into anything, I forgive. This forgiving and forgetting at that moment is ma'jur, ajr. And if you find an excuse that the person did that way, maybe it's something else, Allah gives you ajr. And you're going in the direction of hajj, you're going in the actual thing, you get on the plane, you get on a bus, you are there, your hotel is something wrong, with reservation, anything, in everything, find an excuse. Why? Because this finding of excuse and having a positive brain is the fundamental preparation for hajj. Otherwise, what good is it that you lose your temper at every second of the stage of hajj? You get to the airport at Jeddah, you lose temper. You get to the hotel at the Mecca, you lose temper. You get to the haram, you see something wrong, you lose temper. If this hajj is going to lose temper at every stage of the hajj, Allah is saying, وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. And there is no وَلَا فُسُوقَ فِي الْحَجْ مَا فِي فِسْقْ. There is no improperness. There is no fisq. There is no transgression in hajj. No transgression the boundaries of hajj. Meaning Allah is saying, what good is your hajj? I brought you here, Ya Abd, Ya Amatullah, Ya Abdullah. I brought you from all corners of the world to this place of mine, Baytul Haram, Mecca, and to the Arafah, to the mountain, Jabal Rahmah. I brought you to Jabal Rahmah, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, to teach you one thing, and that is as-sabr, patience. And that is why Rasulullah said in a very small, short hadith, Al-Hajju Arafah. By that, he does not mean that he's negating your tawaf in the haram. He's negating your sa'i bayn al-safa wa marwa in haram. He's negating your manasik of hajj. No. He's saying, yes, it's good you make tawaf. Yes, it's good you make sa'i. Yes, it's good you shave your head with the hair. It's good you put this ihram. Yes, it's good you go put the pebbles on the shaitan 3 days, three times. All of this is good. But the real essence of hajj is arafah. Limadha? Because what is arafah? Wukuf wa arafah. The fundamental rukun of hajj is al-wukuf wa ala jabal arafah. If you don't stop at arafah, your hajj is negated. And why? Because what are you doing at arafah? Zikrullah, tafakkur wa tadabbur. Zikrullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah azim, reading a surah, reading a tilawah, anything. Everything you're doing over there, apart from salah, the only other thing you're doing there is zikrullah. And tafakkur, fi ni'matillah, fi ala'illah. Making, pondering and thinking on the ni'mah of Allah, thinking on the blessings of Allah, counting the blessings, that before this hajj, whatever my age is, whether I'm 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, before this hajj, for these years, Allah, how many ni'mah did you give me? Let me count. They're sitting at the Arafah, where all day you're doing nothing except eating, praying, and zikr, and tafakkur. Oh Allah, you gave me this blessing. Oh Allah, you gave me this blessing. Oh Allah, you give this blessing. In other words, Allah is grooming you, nurturing you at Arafah for what? Positive thought, positive brain, positive mind. Because the root cause of all evil, fitna in dunya, is negative thought, negative mind, negative waswasa, negative whisper, negative about other people. Wabilax, Allah is saying have positive. Always think positive. Even if somebody is doing negative, think positive. Why? Because one, you'll get ajr for thinking positive. Two, you will save yourself from any fitna. Three, you will avert a disaster, maybe a fight or an argumentation or anything. Four, you'll save the ummah from disintegrating, disuniting. Four blessings I just count in front of you right now on the feet without even thinking about it, just from positive attitude, positive brain. Imagine if we just sit down and bring all these brains together, thinking about this one ayah that Allah is saying, have positive attitude, positive brain. Imagine so many brains think, how many blessings we can think out of this. I, as one brain, as one man, just sit, standing here, thinking on the feet, counted you four blessings from this one ayah that Allah is saying for the haji, for the hajij that is there going, that وَمَا تَفْعَلُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Khayr does not mean only in action, khayr in thought, niyyah. Like the hadith of Rasulullah, he said that if the abd of Allah or amatullah, if the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he or she thinks any intention to do a good deed, Allah puts one reward in their mizan hasanat. And if they go ahead to implement that good deed that they thought, Allah gives them reward of 10 to 70 to 100 to 700 to many unlimited time. What is this hadith saying? Saying that just by having a positive brain, positive thought, you're on the right track, track to Jannah. And yes, if you go ahead and implement that intention that you had, a positive, you'll get more reward. But even if you don't implement it, ma fi fa'il, ma fi a'mal, even if you have no amal, but you intended, you are rewarded. Imagine how many good deeds we can accumulate in the mizan just by having intention. Of course, with the earnest desire that I want to implement this intention, but for some reason or circumstance you cannot implement that positive intention, you are still rewarded. So Allah is saying, start with the basic. Don't go for the big thing, the big mountain, the big fruit. Start with the basic seed. Habbatan wa habbatan. Daraja wa daraja. And that is what Allah is saying. In Hajj, the whole thing is about implantation. We have heart transplants, we have kidney transplants. Allah is saying, implant in your mind, in your heart, in your chest, in your soul, implant habbatu of positive thought, positive mentality. Because when you have this positive mentality, you divert, you avert, you stop every negative action in this dunya. Plus, you may even go ahead and do that positive intention that you have, so you will get more reward. So how much beauty, peace and tranquility you can have. And when you have positive mind frame, brothers and sisters, you will see that you will be more sabir, more patient. You'll find the courage, you'll find the zeal, the fervor, you'll gather the strength from within to be more patient, more perseverant, and that is the meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah. He said, Al-Hajju Arafa, Al-Hajju Arafa. Because when you are patient, standing or sitting at the Jabal Rahma in the Maidan of Arafa, you are only thinking about your A'mal. You're only thinking about your ni'mah that Allah blessed you. And you're only thinking positive about future, that I have to make tawbah, tawbah nasuha here. And when I go back after Hajj, I'm not going to do this bad habit, I'm not going to do this bad intention, I'm not going to do this. You're making, it's like a resolution. They talk about New Year resolution. Allah is saying making a new life resolution in Hajj. And that is what Rasulullah meant by Al-Hajj Arafa. Because another meaning that the scholars give of this hadith is that when you come back after Qubur, after everybody's died, anybody goes in their grave, when Qiyamah comes, وَيَبْعَثْ مِنْ الْقُبُورِ, we will be gathered again, like the Rasulullah said, in this Maidan Al-Arafa. But the only difference is that on that day, Yawm Al-Qiyamah, in this Maidan, there'll be no mountain, there'll be no buildings, there'll be no trees, there'll be no high-rise, there'll be nothing, just a plain open field. So Allah is saying, after you come back from the grave, you're going to be standing here. So why not in Hajj right now, think about it. What are you going to represent in front of Allah? What are you going to talk to Allah when you come back again to meet again? And those of you who have gone for Hajj, you will witness to this, you will testify to this, that yes, the other big lesson of Hajj you see is all about Akhirah. When people are standing at Muzdalifah, when people are at Jamarat, when people are in Arafah, when people are in Mina, and people are in different places, the manazir, like I haven't been for Hajj, I can tell you, but I've been listening to people who've gone to Hajj. And I've read about Hajj from the Sharia, from the Quran and Hadith. And when I see and listen to what people come back and tell me, and I see in the books that is written in the riwayat, I say, Subhanallah, without even going for Hajj, you can correlate exactly bi-diqqa, exactly verbatim what Rasulullah said, meaning of Hajj is what people come back and testify. Manazirul Qiyamah, Manazirul Akhirah, this is the only word you keep hearing from the people, from the Hajjij who come back. They say, brother or sister, the only thing you remember over there is Akhirah. When people are spending the night before they gather for the Jamarat, the pebbles, they are sleeping, insan ala insan, mafish makan, there is no place to even step, there is no place to walk. It's like people, hujum, crowded in a small place. It reminds you of Qiyamah, what a big hujum there will be. وَبَعْدَيْنَ when you go from Jamarat, it also reminds you of Qiyamah, of what? Nadama, guilt. At that moment on Yawm al-Qiyamah, who does the Bani Adam wants to throw the stone and do the biggest curse? Shaitan. So Allah is saying, instead of showing your hatred for Shaitan on Yawm al-Qiyamah when it's too late, throw some stones and do tafakkur when you're throwing stones. Unfortunately, people pick up their shoes and sandals and whatnot, go in a frenzy throwing, thinking like it's a joking exercise. Some people even take it like an exercise, a fun. وَلَيَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ The whole purpose of Jamarat that Allah is giving us thus is that قَبْلَ مَا يَنْتَهِيَ الْوَقْتِ يَنْدِمْ يَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ اِنْدِمْ يَا عَمَتُ اللَّهِ That before the time is ended, O you slave of Allah, have some nadam, have some guilt, have some remorse for your actions. Think about it, that what are you doing in this dunya? Think about it, what are you going to be going to do in the dunya? Are you going to just blame it on shaitan and say, I'll go again for Hajj and throw some more on that Jamarat? Or are you going to say that, enough is enough, ya shaitan, I want to take control of my life. Enough is enough, ya shaitan, I want to take control of my soul and govern my soul. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لكم وسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Salatu Salam Rasul Kareem Wa Ala Alihi Wa Ashabihi Wa Sunnah Bi Sunnati Yawmid Deen Amma Ba'd Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik Innal Hamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk La Sharika Laka Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik These are the words for those of you who came late, that we started our khutbah today, that these are the words you begin to hear from the Hajjaj the moment they get on the plane, the moment they get on the bus. These are the only words that this most beloved to them on the tongue and beloved to Ar-Rahman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a lesson in these words. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. As I was translating in the first part, that this لبيك is saying, here I am at your service. Just the word لبيك is the meaning, here I am at your service. You can say to your father, your mother, لبيك. Your mother, father, يناديك, they call you. Come here, ya ibni. Come here, ya binti. So, labbaik wa sa'alik ya abi. Labbaik wa sa'alik ya ummi. Meaning, here I am at your service, ya baba, ya mama. In the same way, we're saying, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Here I am at your service, O Allah, the glorious Allah, the magnificent Allah, the merciful Allah, the benevolent Allah, the master Allah, the king, the Allah, the sovereign, the Allah. Here I am at your service. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik. There is no one sharik in this loyalty to you, Allah, to anyone. My whole life is coming to you. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنَّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكِ. Certainly the hamd, praise is all deserving, belonging to you, Allah. And all ni'mah is belonging to you, Allah. You are the one who only gives ni'mah. No one gives ni'mah to me on this earth except Allah. لَكَ وَالْمُلْكِ. And to you belongs the dominion. Here lies the conclusion of the situation of Hajj. That we are acknowledging, we are accepting from the tongue, from the brain, from the heart, from the jasad, from the ruh, laka wal mulk, al mulku lillah. Even this ayah in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on Yawm al Qiyamah, liman al mulk al yawm. No one will dare be able to speak any word. Like Allah says in another ayah, that فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا حَمْسَ. You will not hear any word, any answer from anyone except hams. Hams meaning people want to say something. It's like small hissing sound. Why? Because no one will have the qudra. Allah will not allow anyone to answer. And then Allah will say himself, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارِ. And then Allah will say on Yawm al-Qiyamah, أين القهارون في الأرض؟ أين الجبارون في الأرض؟ Where are those قهار and جبار people on earth? Those tyrants, those oppressors, those monarchs and kings who ruled over others with force, with terror, with threat. So we are acknowledging in this talbiyah, we call this talbiyah, لبيك اللهم لبيك. We are acknowledging that the kingdom, the dominion, the sovereignty belongs to who? Allah. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. There is no one sharing in your hamd, in your ni'mah, in your mulk, ya Allah. And how do we show that in Hajj? As Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Hajj again, verse 32, Allah SWT tells us, ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. شعائر الله. Wearing the ihram, شعائر الله. Having the halq of the sha'ar, شعائر الله. Talbiyah, شعائر الله. Tawaf al-Kaaba, شعائر الله. As-sa'i bin al-Safa al-Marwa, شعائر الله. Wukuf al-Arafah, شعائر الله. Al-Jamarat, شعائر الله. Udhiyah, شعائر. Allah is saying, ذلك ومن يعظم التعظيم لله فقط وليس لأي أحد على الكون. The glorification, the praise of the symbols of Allah is only belonging to Allah. You can't praise and glorify and manifest any other praise of any personality human being. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ تَعْزِيمْ. Of what? Raising, elevating, glorifying what? تَعْزِيمْ شَعَائِرُ of Allah. The symbols of Allah. In other words, Allah is giving the Haji and the Hajjaj, Hujjaj and Kiram, giving them this strong message. When you are done with Hajj, don't go home and sleep. Don't pack your bags from the airport and that's it. You say, I've done Hajj, now I can put on my title Al-Hajj, Al-Hajja, kaza wa kaza. No, now you're empowered with something bigger to do. When you came without Hajj. When you came Asi. When you came as a disobeyer. Now that you're leaving like as if you were born today. You're leaving like a tifl, like a saheel, mawlud. So make sure, what is your job, ya haji, ya hajja? What is your job when you exit from Jeddah airport? The moment you get on the plane is, يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ.
keep glorifying, keep praising, keep elevating the symbols of Allah that you did for the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever time you did. Keep continuing. Don't just stop. Don't just take the accolades from people. Haji Sahab, Haji Sahab, and the big stop, and this time, and this sheikh, and this that. No. Now go back and empower the people. That look, this is the dars. This is the lesson. This is the wisdom. This is the hikmah I learned in Hajj. Allah taught me the hard way. The look, my whole life till Qiyamah is to do what? Yu'azzim sha'airullah. Glorify, elevate, raise the symbols of Allah in any way possible, in any aspect, in any circumstance. Even saying salam to your brother in Islam is the raising, elevating of the symbols of Allah. Today many people shy saying salam to another Muslim. They only say salam to one they know. Yes, this is my brother, my cousin, my uncle, I can say salam. Oh, this is the brother from the same masjid I go, yeah, I can say salam. This is a stranger. No, I'll say salam when we get to know each other. Salam is one of the bunyad, one of the fundamentals of the sha'air of Allah. And yet we don't do that. And yet what are we doing is the other opposite. And that's what Allah says, that ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا إِنَّا إِيشْ يعني إِنَّ هَذَا تَعْزِيمُ شَعَارُ اللَّهِ إِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Raising and glorifying the symbols of Allah takes a great deal of iman and taqwa, and that's why Allah says it is from the taqwa of the hearts. If the person really truly has taqwa, has the dedication they learn in Hajj, has the commitment and loyalty that they have learned in Hajj, then they will continue to do sha'ar of Allah. And if it begins to dwindle down and sway and water down, then yes, you'll see that the ta'zeem of the sha'ar of Allah will also go. And that is why Allah SWT tells us about the issue of Hajj, that the people, they sacrifice a cow or sacrifice a shat or something else, whatever they sacrifice, a goat or a sheep, what are they doing? Allah is saying, لَنْ يَنَالُ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. You haji, when you sacrifice that animal, the animal itself, or the lahm of the animal, or the blood of the animal, did not reach Allah. لَنْ يَنَالُ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. A dam, blood, وَلُحُومُ lahm, it did not reach Allah. You sacrifice in good intention, in good niyyah, but what did you send forth in this sacrifice? يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The taqwa that you showed in this sacrifice, that is what went up to Allah. And the rest of the thing is all over here. In other words, Allah is saying, continue in this action of sending taqwa up. Sending taqwa up. Don't stop. Don't rest. Oh, I've done Hajj now. That's the last thing I had in my schedule, in my book. Now I can die peacefully. Alhamdulillah, and that's it. At least I have the farid of Hajj off my shoulder, off my head. Many people have this mentality. That is wrong. Now that you have done Hajj, you have more responsibility. That's not to say that those who haven't done Hajj, they say, okay, I don't have the responsibility. No. All have responsibility. But it is double, dohra, double, yani two times. Why? Because now Allah is going to say, you went to Hajj, you learned Hajj, you changed yourself temporarily during Hajj. Now that you came back, you wasted all the what you learned. It's like, not to give the example of the worldly things compared to the example of Allah and the deen, but it's like you spend so many thousands of dollars, go to college, or go to a seminar, get a workshop, get a certificate, get a degree, a diploma, and then you just throw it somewhere in trash, you don't do anything about it. People are going to say, why did you do all that money, all that effort, all that time? What did you do it for? You could have given me that money, I'll go learn. In the same way, if people have invested so much in their journey of Hajj, journey of a lifetime, and then they waste it down the drain, Allah is saying, where is it going? And that is why as the ulama and hukama and the salaf al-salih, the pious ancestors of ours before, they told us, and many riwayat from the sahaba that we have, that islahul amal. Memorize this one phrase, brothers and sisters, in your brain. This is like the formula for change. Islahul qalb bil amal. Islahul qalb, the rectification, purification of your heart is from amal. Amalu salihah, the more good deeds you do, the more its good effectivity transforms and transpires into your heart. So islahul qalb bil amal, wa islahul amal bi ish bin niyyah, intention. Innamal amalu bin niyyat, verily the deeds and actions are with the niyyah. So Allah is saying, you want a formula for change,
you have done the first part. Islah al-qalb al-amal. You did the amal. You went for hajj all the way there. And you got there. And you changed your heart. Now you're a good person. Now you're a new person. Now you have all your sins forgiven. As the hadith of Rasulullah is very sahih and authentic. Every person who does hajj comes out of it as if a newborn baby. So Allah is already giving you the biggest gift. Suppose someone went at 50, at 60. All the 50 years of shortcomings and sins and mistakes wiped down the road. Now you're free, but you're simple. And now the only thing you have to do is preserve it. Not do any more. And that is why the early ayah that we recited from Surah Hajj that Allah says that وَمَا تَفْعَلُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. This is like an advice, a take-home lesson, take-home recipe for the Hajjaj. That now when you go back from Hajj, every khair that you do, remember Allah knows it. And khair here is meaning in the sense, even the intention, if you intended khair for someone, but you didn't get a chance to do it, يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ, and Allah will give you reward for that. In other words, bottom line is Allah saying, when you're going back from Hajj, keep the positive attitude, keep the positive being and thought process that you had and you came with your Hajj, keep it on till you die to the grave. And that is what Allah is saying. إِسْلَاهُ الْقَلْبِ. That is what the Sahaba and the others said, that the change of the heart comes from amal. The Hajj was there, it changed the amal. Now change of the amal will come from where? The purification of amal or the exact action deed will come from the إِسْلَاهُ niyyah, keeping the intention, إِسْلَاهُ, rectification. If our intentions are bad, if our intentions and brain and thought process is negative, always pessimistic, then yes, we'll not go anywhere. But if the change process here in the brain is positive, optimism, and a hope for betterment for tomorrow, then yes, we can together bring about a change in our societies, in our ummah, for the better. I request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us for hajj, those who haven't gone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accept the hajj of all those who are going for hajj. And we request all those hajjaj who are going for hajj to make dua for your brothers and sisters here and in other places and in all the world. Don't forget, because the biggest gift is not the thing that you can buy from the shops in front of the haram. The biggest gift that the haji can give is dua, especially when they're holding the ghilaf of Kaaba. Don't forget your Muslim brothers and sisters in Budlick, in New Jersey, in America, in all over the world. Allahumma fil muslimin wal muslimat, al mu'minin wal mu'minat.